business, community, health issues, plus a whole lot more.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fest, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFest for more.
The Alexandria River Fed, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most, Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at VantageHealthPlan.com.
Vantage Health Plan is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect one out of two people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Do you need help developing your business? The City of Alexandria and the Ministers of Economic Development, in collaboration with the Louisiana Department of Economic Development, want to assist you with resources to help you grow your business. The Small and Emerging Business Development Program was designed to help provide managerial and technical assistance for small businesses in Louisiana. Certified small and emerging businesses qualify for help with entrepreneurial training, accounting, bid preparation and pricing, business plan preparation, finance, human resources, inventory management, industry-specific training, legal services, marketing, project management, and other areas of technical and managerial assistance. The certification process is simple and can be done online. For certification and program information, visit the Small Business section of OpportunityLouisiana.com. And for additional information on the Small and Emerging Business Development Program in this area, call 318-442-3593 or 318-561-2299.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most. Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at vantagehealthplan.com.
Vantage Health Plan is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river, while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fet, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. On this, I'll just call it Be Fulfilled Tuesday. I am drinking from my Be Fulfilled cup. And every time I have tea from that cup, I just feel a little bit better. As you're traveling in, getting your morning started, travel is really, really easy because for most of our kids, they are out on spring break. Now, you know, we ask you every single morning when they're in school to be mindful about school zones. Well, that's not an issue now. The issue is that kids are out and they are everywhere. So this is what we want to ask you to do. We want to ask you to be mindful. In every city, USA, where kids are out of school or some kids are in school, we want to ask you to be mindful. Watch out for our kids. Make sure that you're staying engaged. And most importantly, make sure you're watching out for the other person, those pedestrians that are walking, also cyclists on the road. So many things happening. And before we jump into this morning's conversation, I want to share this with you because let me tell you what will happen. As you're traveling in, there is some disgruntled person that is not fulfilled this morning and that doesn't want to be fulfilled and that will do something really, really ugly to get your day off kilter. And I want to say to you, love them, bless them, and don't allow anybody to infringe upon your fulfillment today. I'm going to tell you, switching gears, this week, you may or may not know, is National Infertility Awareness Week. And it's really, really important. And it only has a small time, a week. And it kind of put me in the mind of the window of conception. And for many, many women, many of us have delayed having and starting our families because of various different issues. Yours could be different from the next person's. We want to give ourselves a little bit more time. We want to establish ourselves in our careers. And we just take for granted that we will be able to conceive a baby when we're ready. Well, for many women, that was not the case. And this morning, we want to share an incredible story. And let me tell you who our guest is. Her name is Jessie Thompson. She's a brand strategist and a fertility coach. She and her husband, Mark, embarked upon a decade-long odyssey as they navigated the maze of infertility. Jessie's mission now is to help other women with infertility challenges birth their brilliance. The Thompson's journey is so inspirational and miraculous that it is being featured in the May edition of Essence Magazine. And we welcome Jessie all the way from New York City to the OPT Network. Jessie, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Carlette. What a wonderful, wonderful introduction. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us. And before we get started, I just want to thank you for yours and Mark's courage to share your experience, your life, and your hope. And I want to start by talking about how the journey into conception started.
Well, you know, it started like many, I think we were talking before this, many couples these days are taking time to just enjoy marriage, you know, or maybe it's make sure they pursue their career goals. They want to make sure that they add the additions to their family come at a time where they've succeeded at, you know, kind of checking off the list points that help to bring fulfillment in their lives, in their holistic lives. Mm-hmm. And for us, you know, we were married, I was 26, and really we wanted to start off really laying a strong foundation for our relationship, for our marriage. And we intentionally, you know, waited to expand that family by making sure that, you know, we knew when we added children to the family, we were strong mm-hmm. and we were healthy and happy.
And so then you and Mark decide, now it's time. And mm-hmm. and after you make that decision and you start doing what we do when we're ready to start, then what happens?
Yep. Well, hopefully we were doing it before then too, but you know, we ceased any kind of birth control or you know, methods, and really just started to go at it in terms of, you know, try to be intentional about getting pregnant. And really what we found is we weren't being successful, you know. And just at one of my routine checkups, I was talking to my GYN and just mentioned some of the, you know, just, you know, that we were ready to expand our family and wondering, you know, if there was anything I needed to do. And she discovered really in that exam that I had fibroids. And I was kind of wondering, because I was starting to develop a bit of a pooch, you know, in my belly. I was like, you know, I'm married, I think I was 97 pounds when I got married. So,
wow.
You know, never more than like maybe 110, you know, 105 pounds. But still I had this little belly that was kind of like, you know, starting to form. So as she started to examine me, she said, you know what, I think you have fibroids. And you know, we then went forward to confirm it with sonogram, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And so then you find out you have fibroids, and then what happens?
Well, you know, at that point, I started to do a lot of research. You know, you kick into research because you want to find out, what am I doing about this?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she referred me to, she basically really didn't have much to offer other than, you know, you want to, you know, take a look at them and you know, maybe, you know, she said, you'll probably get pregnant, no problem, but, you know, maybe you might want to see a fertility specialist. You know, I am what you call an overachiever. So I kick into mode, you know, and I start to do the research and I started to find out what's the best treatment for these fibroids. And I'm seeing, you know, there are laser options. There's hysteroscopy, which is a laser, you know, laser surgery option. But as I was finding and seeking other opinions from doctors, I started to, what became a recurrent theme was, you know, well, if you want to preserve your ovaries, not ovaries, excuse me, your uterus, mm-hmm. you know, you want to be as conservative as possible. And while laser surgery is conservative, it's not very invasive at all. The issue for me was that where the fibroids were located, they really couldn't get them through laser, you know. So they were now, I think at that point, I got to the point where I looked like I was like 3 months pregnant.
Wow.
And where they were kind of scattered and where they were, we really determined that, you know, with my fertility specialist and my husband, we just decided that a myomectomy, which is the more traditional surgery to remove fibroids from the uterus where they actually cut you open. Many will know it as kind of like the bikini cut. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, ideally, you get the mm-hmm. bikini cut, you know, at least when you're starting off.
Right.
I'll say that. And, you know, and then they basically cut them out surgically.
And so I want to visit fibroids just for a moment because mm-hmm. they are very indicative in African-American women, and many women don't even know that they have them.
Absolutely. You know, Essence actually published another article in the May issue called Fighting Fibroids, where they talk about, you know, alternative methods of treatment, et cetera, but also the research that shows that, you know, 80% of African-American women will at some point be affected by fibroids by age 50.
Wow.
And, you know, I have been having, you know, obviously, you know, we've been overwhelmed by the response to the article, and it really struck a chord. You know, once Essence posted it to their Facebook page, it skyrocketed in days. It was like 33,000 likes and 600 or something comments. And the thing of the theme about it was not just people saying, oh yeah, thank you, nice. They really were saying, you know, I too have a story. I felt like, man, you know, I'm just the mouthpiece. I'm really talking for all of you guys. You're going through my same journey, you know, but the tail end of it was them saying, but you've given me hope that this is not the end. You've given me hope. Thank you for the hope that you're giving me, that I can, just because I'm navigating fibroids, it doesn't mean that I can't have children, you know. And even though I've had now my second surgery, I now believe that it's not the end for me. I don't have to give up on having children.
That's amazing. And so are those fibroids painful?
They can be. You know, there are, this is the thing with fibroids is the experience is varied. It can, and it's a very wide range. So my first surgery, I didn't really have pain. You know, I just had a pooch,
okay.
a growing pooch.
Okay.
And of course the infertility, you know, the issues of getting pregnant. And by the second time around, now I was in excruciating pain. And, you know, I talk about it in the article, but I was obviously frequently urinating because it was really, a large one was pressing on my bladder. Mm-hmm. And what you seem to find is, you know, you have this growing uterus that makes you look like you're pregnant. You have, you can have severe pain. You can have, for me, by the third fibroid surgery, I ended up having, I was hemorrhaging badly. And this can also be, many women suffer from the hemorrhaging. And a lot of times that's their experience from early on, you know, so they tend to suffer from anemia or, you know, what the, it's funny enough, I guess I'll talk a little bit more about it later, but they suffer from the dark clothes wardrobe syndrome.
Right.
Where they never know what's going to happen, so they really are not comfortable wearing white.
Right.
You know?
So you don't know if you're going to bleed through, in other words.
Exactly, yeah. And you know, and, not that little embarrassment,
right.
but the kind that you got to go home.
Right.
You know?
And so, you know what struck me the most, Jesse, about yours and Mark's story is, okay, now by this point in our conversation, we're at three surgeries. I'm wondering... Mm-hmm. What goes through your mind and what has to happen with your faith? We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, I want to talk about that because I know that there are some women that are facing these very same challenges and have given up. And we're here to say this morning that there is hope for you to birth your brilliance. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to get a break here, but we're back right after this.
We'll be right back.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fest, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What?
LeBron? How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In a small emerging businesses program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Must have been an angel by my side. Something heavenly led me to you. Look at the sky, it's the color of love. There must have been an angel by my side. Something heavenly came down from above.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, I'm sure you're well on your way right now. It's about 2 minutes after 8 local time, 2 minutes after 9 Eastern time. And this morning, we're joined by Jesse Thompson. You may or may not have known, and you probably didn't, that it's National Infertility Awareness Week. And Jesse and her husband, Mark, have an incredible story of hope and really faith. And before we went to break, Jesse, I ask you, after having your third surgery now for fibroids and trying to still conceive, where is your faith barometer at that point, yours and Mark's?
So I'm going to start off by just kind of giving you a quick synopsis. So at that point, I'm actually, it's now, you know, it was a 10-year journey, so we're 9 years into the journey. We're six, at this point, I've had six major surgeries, okay? No, wow. Five at that point, because the sixth was actually having my daughter. So it's five major surgeries at this point, because those three fibroid surgeries, the last two, I ended up having additional surgeries because of complications from adhesions, which is with the scar tissue that forms from, you know, when you're cut in surgery. And my body produced tons of it. So I ended up having to have additional surgery where they cut into my small intestine. Wow. And it was a long recovery process.
And so, Jesse, let me stop you there. So after all this surgery and, you know, the bleeding possibly at any point, and not just like a little bleeding, and then you're sort of looking pregnant, a very tiny woman looking pregnant, not pregnant, at some point, how do you decide, how do you and Mark decide that we're going to keep going?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it, and the other thing is for us, we had, you know, I had, and because of the fibroids and the scarring, I had to actually do, we had to do IVF. Okay.
Okay. Tell
so
people
in
what
vitro, right. In vitro fertilization, mm-hmm. where we couldn't get pregnant naturally. It wasn't biologically. It wasn't because of the scarring around my fallopian tubes, et cetera. So we then now, let me tell you, we're at the point we had our first IVF cycle. We actually got pregnant. So that was awesome and wonderful. Mm-hmm. But we ended up having a miscarriage, you know, not even 10 weeks later. And
okay, wait.
Let me tell
stop,
you.
Stop right there. So you after all of these surgeries, you've
no. This is after now because I had a fibroid surgery after that time. So this is after now my one to third surgery. After my third surgery, we had our first IVF cycle, and you know we got pregnant.
And you feel like this is the miracle. This God.
This
thank
is
you.
It.
This is it.
Yay!
And then
yes,
and then,
exactly.
And so how do you and Mark come together as a couple when you lose this baby?
Well, here it was really about prayer and faith. My husband is an amazing man of God, and honestly, he never wavered. And he really strongly believed that it was part of, you know, God's plan for our lives to have this. You know, we plan on adopting, but to have this biological child. And you know, I was right along. You know, right along with him. Again, we supported one another. He was truly my backbone in this process. But at the fourth, I would say was the, now I went on to have five IVF cycles.
Wow.
After the fourth IVF cycle, and now was my fifth surgery, okay, because the fibroids came back a third time, and I ended up having to have fibroid surgery again, and that again, you know, ensued with another secondary surgery because of the complications with the scar tissue. So here I am now. I am beat, not just physically, because each time those last two times I was in the hospital, I literally was in the hospital like 20 days with recovery time. It was insane, all right? The recovery process was grueling. I'm now beat emotionally. I'm beat physically. And after that last, the fourth IVF cycle, and it was, you know, we weren't pregnant, and we only ended up with, you know, it was a negative. We did not end up pregnant. I literally said, you know, God, I got to take a step back right now because I don't think I want to move forward. You know, I really at this point now where I'm like, baby, you know, we can adopt. You know, I will love this child like it is my own. I know, I believe in adoption, and I will not love this child any less, any different. And, you know, my husband was really, as I said, extremely supportive. And he says, baby, it's your body on that operating table. You know, this is a decision that you have to make. I'm going to support you either way. And, you know, at that point I said, well, here I am. I'm struggling because, you know, the IVF has had its own toll on my body. The hormone mm-hmm. injections, I am this person I don't even recognize in terms of my emotional barometer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so that puts a strain on your marriage. And I'm really praying. I'm at this point. I'm like, God, you know what? At this point, I'm turning to you because even though obviously we've been praying throughout the process, I need some true guidance here. Is it your will? What is it that you have planned for us? Because I really believe your will is better than what I have in store for myself. You see what I don't see. You know what's tied to this. I trust you. God, please. And I'm seeking direction. And as I'm praying, I remember one morning, and I really felt led to call my sister friend Denise. She's actually one of my daughter's godmothers at this point. And, you know, she's a really close friend. And she really just talked me through and prayed with me that morning. And I remember kind of the blinders falling off my eyes and seeing just the Lord just opened up my eyes, showing me, you know what? This is something I've provided for. This is it. This is the time. This is it. And, you know, I became encouraged. I said, you know what? I realized my husband's job actually provided for the first time. It provided IVF coverage. All these years we had been, you know, there's a financial implication. We had been doing this on our own, you know. Yeah, obviously we had insurance, but not coverage for that kind of, you know, those kind of procedures.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, I said, okay, you know what? I told my husband, this is it. We're going to do it. And not even a week later, I get a phone call from my godmother who had been in a prayer meeting. She had stood in the gap for me because the woman who was leading the Bible study prayed about miracle babies. And she was sharing the testimony of her niece having a miracle baby. And she said, anybody who's believing God for a baby, come in and stand, you know, come and pray now. My godmother went and stood in the gap for me. And she called me that day. She said, Jesse, I was in a prayer meeting and I was praying for you. She said, and God said that you will be holding your baby this time next year. And that, Carlette, became, she didn't even know what she gave me in that moment, because she didn't, I had not spoken to her about the struggles that, you know, the decision making, and that we were really at a threshold, a real crossroads about if we were going to move forward with another IVF cycle or if we were going to indeed, you know, give that up and go into pursuing adoption. And when she gave me that word, Carlette, it was, and it became an anchor, because I knew, okay, it was a confirming word. This is it, God. Thank you. It was such a gift. I was like, thank you for showing me this was the right decision. I really did hear from you. This is it. This is the path that you chose for us, that you have in store for us. I really believe Jeremiah 29, where it says, you know, the behold, the plans I have for you are to prosper you, to do you hope, to give you a hope, and to do you good, to give you hope and a future. But I didn't know what that plan looked like for me. Did it mean adoption? For some, it may be adoption. But for me, it really, he clearly showed me that I was to go another IVF cycle.
Wow.
And I thought that that was it, right? So we decided we're going to do this. We're going to move forward. We're going to do the fifth cycle. And we got pregnant. And it was, of course, you know, celebration, praise God, awesome. You know, we are elated. But at 21 weeks, Carlette, our faith is tested again, because at 21 weeks, you know, I'm in for a routine sonogram, and the radiologist is, they're whispering amongst themselves, and I know something's up. My mother-in-law, and who I call my mother-in-love, Cheryl Jones, and my sister, Coach Felicia, who's also my coach and client, she's there with me in the room, and we're like, something's up. Something's up. They're asking, they're talking, whispering. And after, they say to me, let's come into the office. We want to talk. I'm like, why do we want to talk? We don't usually talk. I don't want to talk.
Right.
You know? So he proceeds, and he was a loving, awesome doctor. Dr. Rochelson, I thank God for him every day. He proceeds to tell me that there's a condition. My baby has a condition called fetal growth restriction. Okay? My baby is not growing the way the baby's supposed to. And that my womb is destined to now become this hostile environment, and I'm not going to be pregnant any more than 6 more weeks, ideally, because of the fact that now the condition of my womb is going to become that the baby is going to be healthier outside, but because of how small the baby is, won't have a real likelihood of survival rate. So at this point, my doctor says you might want to consider terminating the pregnancy. So Carlette, as you can imagine, you know, my heart is dropped to the floor. And I said, no, I'm a woman of faith. It has, you know, he doesn't know my journey, but it's taken us now 10 years, it's 9 years to get here, okay?
Right.
I said, this is not the way this story ends, okay?
So at we that said, moment, no, I said, at that moment, Jesse, when you kind of process everything, because you can't even have possibly time to process it, do you at that very moment throw down the gauntlet and say, oh, heavens no.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. That's exactly a call. I said, no, that's it. And I said, no. And we're people of faith. We believe in a miracle working God. So he said, all right. This is what my doctor said. He said, I've been doing this long enough, and I'm quoting him, I've been doing this long enough to know that there are things that you can't explain that happen in medicine. He said, buckle up your seatbelt, and we'll go along for the ride. So then we proceeded to, you know, he monitored me now. It was weekly. 26 weeks, he tells me, okay, the condition has worsened. We're going to have to admit you into the hospital. And now they're telling me that they're hoping I make it 72 hours because textbook, once this condition worsens to the way it's called reversal of blood flow, okay, once that happens, now we're talking about max textbook, you deliver within 72 hours. Wow. They're having me to speak to neonatal. I'm getting a neonatal consult about how my baby's brain will probably have bleeding and necrotic gut and all of these, you know, medical terms that, you know, are really looking to scare me. But I said, this baby's not coming this weekend. I hear you, but the baby's not coming this weekend. Because I remembered, healthy baby, healthy mama. I'm going to be holding that baby a year from now. I'm going to be holding that baby. I'm going to be healthy, and the baby's going to be healthy. And you telling me that if I deliver now, this baby doesn't have a high chance of mortality. The mortality rate is high. The death rate is too high. Okay.
And so at this point, though, when you're going through all this, you're going through all of the process, are you saying and reminding God, you said that I would have a healthy baby?
I'm reminding myself of what he said, which was healthy baby, healthy mother. In a year, you will be holding your baby. Mm. Remember that word from my godmother? Mm-hmm. That's the thing that I kept before me. It was like, healthy baby, healthy mother. I'm going to be holding that baby. Wow. That means I'm going to be, because the other thing with this was that, you know, I have kidney disease. I've been diagnosed with kidney disease in my family, and specifically, you know, it was genetic and passed on to me genetically, supposedly, by my diagnosis. But I'm healthy. But the issue is with this condition, the kind of the unfolding of the symptoms and the things that could happen, it could be life-threatening to me. You know, so what the reason that word was specific is because it was healthy baby and healthy mother. Not somebody else will be holding my child. My baby won't be the only one to survive.
That's right.
I'm going to be holding my child.
Absolutely.
Understand? So, but the thing that I want women and not just women, but couples to understand, because, you know, the fathers go through this as well, is that, you know, I live by this quote. My sister, Coach Felicia, she says it all the time. She says, never quit, because you may know how far you've come, but you don't know how close you are. That is so powerful for me, because I was one IVF cycle away, Carlette. One cycle.
Girl, it's too early for me to run, but I could get up and run. Because we tell our listeners all the time, just don't quit. Now, you had made it. You had made it almost to the top of the mountain. And if you had quit.
One. I look at my child all the time and I say, God, I almost gave up. But I had my mother-in-law. You know how Moses had Miriam and Aaron holding up his arms? People love to tell me, oh, you're such a woman of faith. You were so strong. I said, you know what? I said, when I was weak, he was strong for me. Don't get it twisted.
That's right.
I had Moses holding me up on one side. I mean, Aaron holding me up on one side and Miriam on the other. I had my husband holding me up. I had a network of prayer. I mean, an army of prayers. I remember that Monday morning after I was admitted to the hospital, the doctor said, well, you're still pregnant. I said, yeah. I said, we have an army of prayers. This baby's not coming yet. I said, we have an army. You hear me? We have an army of warriors praying. And she said, well, tell them to keep on. I said, they're not stopping. This baby's not coming till it's time.
Wow. And so the baby is finally born. Walk us through that.
So here's the deal. You know, I wish I could say that was the easy part, you know, but again, it was a very dramatic story. I read it and I say, really, did this really happen? But it's true. Here we are, you know, my doctors decided we made it 8 weeks later, 32, 33 weeks. We made it between that, which was a miracle.
Wow.
Every doctor says, this is, you know, at one point the doctor said to me, Jesse, we didn't mean to scare you when we, you know, early on when we admitted you, but you have to understand, textbook, you were supposed to deliver within 72 hours. We didn't mean to scare you, but you have to understand, this is outside of our, this is not something we have experienced. Mm-hmm. This is a miracle, you know. So they decide the baby's is healthier, has a healthier chance now outside of my womb because the baby's healthy and strong. I'm good. We don't want to have an emergency C-section, so they schedule a C-section. We're having a C-section. Everything's going along cool, you know, and I have scar tissue that's beyond measure. So we have two world-class surgeon teams, you know, working to get to the baby without having to cut through me, you know, unnecessarily.
Mm-hmm.
And my heart stops on the table, Carlette. All I know is...
I read that story. I was like, oh, God.
I'm like, are we... I'm talking to my anesthesiologist said, something just happened. I don't know what it was. Something just happened. He said, Mrs. Thompson, we're going to, the baby's about to, we're going to take the baby out, and we're going to put you under general anesthesia because we need to take care of you now. And all I know is I heard my baby crying. I heard it's a girl. I didn't even get to see my baby until the next day because I was then put under general anesthesia. They had to finish up on me, and I really was too weak to really even see her until the next day.
Wow.
So, you know, after all of that, I can say this, though. All of that is still a blip on the radar because she is an immeasurable, immeasurable joy. Every day, that child is God's gift to us that we get to unwrap. Every day, she's a new gift. Every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot even imagine my life without her. I know my husband feels the same because of the joy that she brings to us.
Wow.
She's the awesome sauce.
She's the awesome
amazing.
Sauce.
She's amazing, and she's worth every bit of the journey. So I want to encourage you guys, don't give up. Do not give up. Just really seek, you know, pray. And really, you know, this is a test of your faith. Whatever your faith is, I want you to really, really understand that whether, you know, for me it was a biological child, but you don't have to give up. Whether your dream is to have a child, you can adopt.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to give up.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, don't give up because you are one. You're right there. You are right there.
Well, you know what? You are just an awesome strategist and an awesome coach. And I want you to tell people how they can connect with you, Jesse. And not only that, how they can connect with the article, because you have to put your eye gates on the article. I mean,
awesome.
You really do.
So let me just tell you a little bit about. So right now, you know, the article is in the May issue of Essence, which is actually page 122, and it's also on their website. But I also encourage on Essence.com. I also encourage right now because I really realized that, you know, looking back, discouragement was my greatest, you know, it was my greatest threat. It really was my greatest enemy. Discouragement, because if I could continue, if I could overcome the discouragement, I could fight another day. And because of that, I've started the Circle of Hope prayer network, okay? And with that, I want to support and encourage. I want to stand in the gap with you if you're believing for your baby. I want to stand in the gap and be that interceder for you, with you, so that you won't give up. And, you know, you can come to my website, jessiethompson.com, G-E-S-S-I-E, Jesse with a G as in girl. I'm going to say that again because everybody thinks J. But G as in girl, G-E-S-S-I-E, Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N.com. And let me also say that I have been pushed, but no, I mean, I really know I need to. I'm going to be writing a book. I'm working on a book called Hope Beyond Fibroids, A Collection of Modern-Day Baby Miracles. That's our working title. And I want to share not just my full story, but some of your amazing testimonies. So if you are a mother with a baby miracle, whether it's adoption, biological birth, whatever your baby miracle story is, and you are willing to have your story included in our book, you want it to be submitted for consideration, we are accepting submissions now, and you can go to the same link at jessiethompson.com to submit your story. You'll get a form once you submit, and you click to jessiethompson.com. There's a link down to the middle of the page to click and to join us to submit your story.
Jesse,
and the deadline is Mother's Day.
All
right.
Can't
forget it.
Jesse, we got to take a hard break here, but your story has been absolutely mesmerizing and miraculous. Thank you so much for sharing.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Jesse Thompson has been our guest. We're going to take a quick break here. You're on point, everybody. We're back right after this. Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing at Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most. Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at VantageHealthPlan.com.
Vantage Health Plan is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapides Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapides Regional Medical Center.
While buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make, selecting the right mortgage loan can be just as important. Your lifestyle, your budget, your comfort level. These are the types of personal factors that will help the mortgage team at Southern Heritage Bank target your best solution. Call Johnny Snow and his team of mortgage loan specialists today. Southern Heritage Bank, offering the expert guidance and choices you need. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What?
LeBron? How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop, where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, I'm sure you're well on your way. It's 8:31 local time, 9:31 Eastern time, and if you're on Pacific time, it's 6:31. You know, this week is really a celebration, but not only a celebration, an education, because many of us really don't know that infertility is an issue, and I think it is an issue because many women, many couples, suffer in silence. And so that's why we thought it was really, really a critically important conversation. And we might be talking to you this morning who you are feeling inadequate. You are feeling like you have failed for whatever reason because you have not been able to conceive a baby. And so this morning, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about this week being National Infertility Awareness Week. Our next guest is Kim Griffiths. She's the editor-in-chief of FertileThoughts.com. Now, Kim has been active in the infertility arena for over 5 years, volunteering with Resolve, the National Infertility Association. She served as a patient spokesperson on infertility awareness. She's done media campaigns with Resolve, launched during National Infertility Awareness Week, and she has spoken or written for Red Book Magazine Awareness Campaign, and on and on and on. And we welcome her all the way from the big city of New Jersey. Kim, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Carlette. Thank you so much for having me.
And there's so many things that I could say about what you're doing in this process and on this journey. And you, too, have your own story of hope with infertility. But before we talk about that, I want to just sort of rewind a little bit. I know you heard Jesse's story as you were listening in New Jersey. But I want to rewind, Kim, and I want to speak to those women that have been challenged with getting pregnant. And when do you know that there is an issue that needs more attention?
You know, a lot of women don't realize that not preventing is medically considered trying. So if you're actually not using any form of protection or preventing, keep that in the back of your mind. The medical guidelines are that if you're over the age of 35 and trying to conceive with well-timed intercourse, which is usually every 2 or 3 days, If you've been trying for 6 months and you haven't gotten pregnant, then it's time to see a fertility specialist. If you're under the age of 35, and yes, it does, infertility does affect people under the age of 35. It's not just a disease for older women. If you're trying for 1 year with well-timed intercourse, the same applies, that you should see a fertility doctor. And I think a lot of women think, well, you know, we're not really preventing, we're not really trying, but that kind of counts to that 6 months and 1 year. If you're not preventing, you're medically trying, and you really should seek a consultation with a fertility doctor sooner than if you were to wait. And really, if you have irregular cycles or you have any kind of concern, if infertility runs in your family, you might even cut that down to 3 months before you see a fertility doctor, because it's just not going to work, or maybe you're not timing it properly, but you need to at least see the doctor to find out what's going on.
You know what struck me, Kim, as we were doing the research for this show, is that it is called a disease.
Yes, absolutely, and people don't realize that either. I think it is important to acknowledge that stress and environmental factors, and, you know, we're all busy, we're working, and we all have a million things on our plate. All of that feeds into it, but behind that, it's not something that taking a vacation or just relaxing is going to fix. A lot of us have, you know, things like ovulation disorders, and it may be linked to, you know, some other medical condition. Any ovulation disorder is linked to the endocrine system, so it may be a matter of insulin resistance or, you know, just getting to a healthy body mass index, and then you'll be able to restore your cycles. Or on the flip side of that, someone who has hypothalamic amenorrhea is someone who...
And what is that? What exactly is that?
Yep, that's someone who restricts their calories, over-exercises. Mm. Sometimes women who have had a history of eating disorder, they're diagnosed with something like that, where they're basically shutting down their hypothalamic function. So they're not ovulating because of the calorie restriction. You know, so if you're not getting adequate nutrition and healthy exercise, you're really doing a number on your reproductive system, and you may not even realize that. People with diabetes, they need to be careful and kind of mindful that they might end up with something like polycystic ovarian syndrome. And you don't necessarily have to have diabetes to have that. I actually have polycystic ovarian syndrome, and that was part of the problem of why I couldn't conceive, just because I wasn't ovulating. I wasn't getting my menstrual cycle every month. So, you know, if you're not getting a period, you're not ovulating. And, you know, people need to understand that, you know, there are so many different things that play into infertility, and it is a disease. You know, there are people, unfortunately, with unexplained infertility, male factor infertility. You know, if a man is, you know, not eating properly, you know, healthy diet, not exercising, is kind of a couch potato, he could actually really impact the factory that's producing the sperm. And, you know, we don't think about these things, but really it's a picture of your overall health. And it's, infertility is usually indicating that something else is going on.
And for me, and Jesse and I were talking, and you and I were talking as well, most women in this generation are delaying pregnancy for whatever reason. I want to get my career straight. I want to be financially sound. I want to have the house and all of the things, or we just want to spend more time with each other. But let's talk about that sort of window that changes when you get to be around 30 years old.
Absolutely. You know, we're born with all of the eggs we're ever going to have, so that's not really fair. And our fertility peaks around 16, but, you know, we're kind of busy with high school and things like that around 16, probably not really thinking much about our family in the future and how many kids we'd like to have. By the time we get to 35, our fertility starts to decline. And by the time we hit age 42, most fertility doctors across the country will tell you that you'll probably need to use an egg donor. The chance of being able to conceive with your own eggs is very small. Now, there are a handful of clinics across the country that specialize in working with women who are, you know, around the age of 42 or close to that age with trying to get them pregnant with their own eggs, but the odds...
And why is that? I'm sure somebody is asking the question, okay, why are my eggs at 30, 35 not going to be as sufficient?
It's an issue of ovarian reserve, and your ovarian reserve starts to decline with age. So the eggs basically go away. They don't stay there. You don't keep them forever. You'll start to lose your ovarian reserve, and then the eggs that are left have a greater chance of being chromosomally abnormal. Mm. And a lot of miscarriages happen. I think it's 50% of miscarriages are the result of a chromosome abnormality where, you know, whether you're doing IVF or you happen to conceive naturally, the person is likely to miscarry if there is an issue with the chromosomes in that embryo. So it's really important for women who, you know, even if you're thinking of pursuing your career and putting off family building, and you may not be ready for family building, and that's totally fine, but think about freezing your eggs.
Wow.
You know, the technology is really great now.
And you know that, Kim, that just rolled off your tongue like just go down to the grocery store and get some milk. Okay, let me stop you right there. I had this conversation with Sarah Brokaw, who is Tom Brokaw's daughter, some time ago, and she talked about freezing the eggs, but it's just not that simple. It's simple, but it's not all that cost effective. It costs money to freeze your eggs.
You have to shop around. There are definitely clinics that have lower prices. Actually, with Fertility Authority, which is sort of our parent company, and Fertile Thoughts falls under that, so I'm the editor-in-chief of Fertile Thoughts. With Fertility Authority, I also work as a patient care advocate because of my experience going through infertility myself. And one of the new programs that we have, or two of the new programs, I should say, we have IVF Advantage and Egg Banks. So going back to the egg freezing, egg banks, we're helping people connect with fertility clinics and get them in so they can freeze their eggs. We do all of that legwork for them, so it's not a headache. It is kind of like going to get milk because we're doing the work for you. And then it's at a lower cost, too. We make it more manageable so that we can definitely give you resources for, you know, the financing component and whatever it may be. So it's kind of a no-brainer. If you're putting your career first or whatever it may be, you really want to be mindful that your fertility is not going to last forever, and you're sort of buying yourself a little insurance policy where you'll have a better chance of conceiving. It's, of course, not 100% guaranteed, but you're buying yourself that insurance policy so that when you're ready, you know, when you meet Mr. Right or, you know, it's time and you're just ready to start building a family, you have those eggs in the freezer that you can turn to and try to get pregnant with those.
Let's do this, Kim. Let's get a break here. But when we come back, we want you to take us through your story. And we know that these stories this morning are going to give many of us exceptional hope for birthing, as Jesse says, our brilliance. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim. What's wrong? He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fest, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFest for more.
The Alexandria River Fed, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org. R473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the OFA.
official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 8:52 local time, 9:52 Eastern time. And this morning, we're really celebrating life, and we're celebrating hope. It's National Infertility Awareness Week, and our guests have been absolutely incredible. This morning, now, we're joined by Kim Griffiths. She's the editor-in-chief of FertileThoughts.com. She's also a patient care executive for Fertility Authority. And we're talking about that journey that a lot of women take in silence. And what statistics tell us about infertility is that 1 in 8 couples are going through IVF. And newer research suggests maybe it's even more than that, like 1 in 6. And what about those people that are not reporting for whatever reason? And this morning, we're sharing those stories and we're sharing information that we hope will help you if this is where you are. Kim, before we went to break, we were talking about the numbers and the statistics and what people need to, what women and couples need to start looking for in terms of age, in terms of if they're not conceiving. Because, see, this is the real deal. Most of us, well, let me say, for myself, as a young woman, got on birth control pills and didn't get off birth control pills until I got to be a 30-year-old woman, and I felt like, okay, once I get off those pills for 3 months, you know, what my OB said, then I'll get pregnant. And just by God's grace, I did. But for a lot of women, that is not their story, is it?
Absolutely not. You know, I mean, that's fantastic that that happened for you. And I think a lot of women do have sort of this misconception that, and I think that's part of how we're taught. We're taught that, well, you're just going to get pregnant, and mm-hmm. women have babies, and it's what we do. So we don't even tend to think about the possibility that we may not conceive, but really, 1 in 8, or more recently, they're saying 1 in 6 couples are struggling with infertility, which translates to something like 7.3 million people mm-hmm. Who are suffering in silence. And if you think about it, picture Easter dinner, even if you were just sitting around the table with your family, 1 in 6 couples. I'm sure there were 6 couples sitting around your dinner table, and if you can easily count 6, one of those couples was probably struggling with infertility and may not even be talking about it, which is why it's so important to convey that there are resources available to people and you're not suffering in silence. I would definitely suggest that you go with a reputable resource, something like resolve.org or fertilityauthority.com or fertilethoughts.com, because we do our research and we make sure that we're presenting accurate information. Don't necessarily go consult Dr. Google, and I'm not insulting Google by any means,
sure.
but you know, there's a lot of misinformation out there, and you want to make sure that you're checking in with a reputable resource, someone who really knows what they're talking about when it comes to fertility. And at Fertility Authority, most of us have been through fertility treatment. So you know, we actually did have a nurse on staff for quite some time, but we have all been through it. So we speak from our own personal experiences and things that we learn. We interview doctors. We're talking to all of the professionals in the field about the latest technology and things like that. So really our goal is to be able to help people and connect them with a fertility doctor, empower them to go get that consultation. It's not a commitment. You're not dating your doctor. You don't have to commit to anything, and you don't have to go through treatment, but really just to educate yourself and understand what's going on with your body and maybe how much time you have or what your ovarian reserve looks like. I definitely suggest that women get their FSH and AMH, that's follicle stimulating hormone, and anti-malarian hormone checked.
What are those, and what is the significance of that?
Those are tests. The FSH and AMH are 2 blood tests that they can have done, and I'm pretty sure their OBGYN could even run the panel on that. And it'll give you an idea of what your ovarian reserve looks like. It'll tell you if your FSH is too high, then your ovarian reserve is probably low, or if your AMH is low, it means that your ovarian reserve is probably, you know, diminished, and you just want to get an idea. It'll give you it'll put things into perspective so that you can gauge your fertility and really understand, okay, well, you know what, I'm getting close to 35. Maybe it's time that I really ramp this up and start trying to conceive, building my family, or maybe it'll be those test results that push you to go consult with the fertility doctor. But really, a fertility doctor is probably the best step, because they're able to address you as a couple and really break things down and explain it. And that's something I loved about my fertility doctor. When I went, I had been diagnosed with polycystic ovarian syndrome.
And tell us what that is.
That's an ovulation disorder. So basically, I wasn't getting a period. If you're not getting your period, you're not ovulating. So despite all of my efforts and being very type A, charting my basal body temperature, taking progesterone supplements to try to induce a cycle, it just wasn't working for me. And I went to my OBGYN with my charts from charting my basal body temperature and said, look, this kind of looks like an EKG. It doesn't look like I'm ovulating, because you would notice a pattern, and mine was just very up and down.
Mm-hmm.
So he ran the blood work for me. It came back that my testosterone was elevated, and we all have testosterone. All women have testosterone,
right.
But it can be elevated, and it causes problems. You know, any of your hormones that are, you know, they're all linked to your endocrine system, and any offset can really cause an imbalance where you wouldn't necessarily ovulate.
And so let me ask you this, Kim. Mm-hmm. At was there a point where you felt a sense of almost shame?
Oh, absolutely. As soon as I was diagnosed, it was the most devastating moment for me, because from the second I was born, I knew I wanted to be a mom. I mean, that's mm-hmm. just, I come from, you know, all of the women in my family are just so maternal, and, you know, I've admired everything that all of the women in my family have done. as moms, and that's exactly what I wanted to do and knew I was going to do. And then to hear that news that, oh, well, you're not ovulating, so you're going to need help to get pregnant, to me just sounded so, it just blew me out of the water. It was scary. I didn't think I was going to be able to conceive, and all I could do was cry.
And for you, your situation is a little bit different because you were really relatively at the age that most people think that you should start in terms of where your eggs are.
Oh, absolutely. I was 25 when I was diagnosed, which is, it's really shocking. You know, I was married young and thought, okay, this is going to happen for us. But then when I got my test results back, my OBGYN said that my husband needed to have a semen analysis done. He was still really hopeful, though. He said that he could treat us with Clomid. But when the test results came back of his semen analysis, it said that he had 2% morphology, which means 98% of his sperm were misshapen. So even if I was ovulating, his sperm were not the proper football shape in order to penetrate an egg. Really, at that point, I thought the news couldn't get any worse.
And so let me stop you there. Let me stop you there. Mm-hmm. Okay, so when you find out that not only do you have an issue, but he has an issue, what does that do to his psyche, to his maleness, his manliness?
I definitely think he felt like less of a man. I mean, this is just something, and, you know, guys joke around in the locker room, and, you know, there's all that talk